Wednesday, the 28th of October, Yud Mal Cheshvan, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Asorin Nisyonas.
Actually, I started the shiur 7:45 because I left the temple till 7:45. I was seeking 35 Shemoneh Esra. The parasha starts, Vayim Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecho Me'aretzecho U'Memeladetcho U'Mebeisuvicho. This parasha of Lech Lecho, the Rebbeinu told Avram Avinu, leave your land where you live, your family, your birthplace, and go to the place where I will tell you where to go. According to all the Rishonim, Lech Lecho is one of the Asor Nisyonim. According to the Rambam, in Masechtas Ovos, it's the first Nisyon. The Rambam disregarded the Nisyon of Kivshon Eish, which Avomin was Mamash Moise Nefesh, we don't know why. Many Rishonim, Rashi does take into account, number one, the Kivshon Eish. But according to all the Shittas, Lech Lecho Ma'atzcho is one of the Asor Nisyonim which the Rebbeinu Shlom gave to Avram Avinu. Now we could imagine of this parsha, Yuyim Hashem al Avram Lech Lecho Ma'atzcho, that Avram Avinu was just about Bar Mitzvah, just about starting Avodas Hashem, just about realizing that he's got to do Eppes for the Rebbeinu Shloilom, and the Rebbeinu Shlom tells him, well, if you want to start, Lech Lecho Ma'atzcho U'Moladetcho U'Beisuvicho. Now, mind you, if you look in the Rambam Hilchas Avodah Zarah, it's not so simple. Avraham Avinu was well in Avodas Hashem before Lech Lecho. The Rambam Zog Kimush Nigmal Eson Zeh. When Avraham Avinu became the age of 3 years, Hischil Shoytet Bedato, he started thinking. Vehu Cotton, he's a small boy. He continuously had thought Hirurim in his mind. How could the world go round? The sun comes up and goes down, and everything runs in a beautiful way, summer, winter, autumn. And Veloyeloy Manik, as there's no money, there's no one who leads the world, how is it possible? And this question bothered Avraham Avinu or the Rambam until he became 40 years, 37 years. He went around with some thoughts, who is the Rebbeinu Shlom, who runs the world, who makes people be born, die, morning, evening, what's happening? For 37 years he had a kasha. Uben arboim shono hikir Avraham es boiroi. When he was 40 years, the Rebbe Dingtzach of Akon, when he was 40 years, he realized there's a Rebbeinu Shloilom, and he started to break all the idols, all the Avodah Zarahs, until they wanted to kill him, Bekivshon Eish, Lenas, Lenes, Liyotzo, Lechovod. So Avraham Avinu was above the age of 40, 37 years of hard work, hard yeshiva years, koilel years, learning years. He realized the greatness of Hashem, so he was well into Avodas Hashem. He was ready after Mesiras Nefesh. So the Eibishter, Lech Lecho Ma'atzecho. You want to be an Avod Hashem? You want to become a great person? You got to leave your household, your family, and go to Eretz Yisrael. The Torah teaches us a lesson. It is not when we get to a certain stage in Avodas Hashem, when we can say, well, we have reached, and that's it. We have never reached. Avraham Avinu, after 37 years, hikir es boiroi. He realized the greatness of Hashem, and according to the Rambam, the first Nisoyen came, Lech Lecho Ma'atzecho. If you want to steig weiter, you got to go to Eretz Yisrael. You got to start. There's always a start. And these nisyonos cover the whole life of Avraham Avinu. Till he came to Akedas Yitzchok. When Avraham Avinu was 137 years after Bris Mila, after all the nisyonos he passed, he came to the 10th nisyon, when he was well above 100 years. The Eibishter gave him a new nisyon, a new aliyah, a new uplift in Avodas Hashem. We have never finished, we have never completed our work. Und die Goyen sagt, when it came to the 10th Nesoyin Avraham Avinu, the Medrash Zokt, the Rabbeinu Shlomo begged Avraham Avinu, please, listen to me, and make this mitzvah I'm telling you to bring Yitzchok as an akedah, as a korban. If not, you lose all the madrigas of your life. Now the Goan explains why was the 10th Nisroel so important. When Avraham Avinu went through a life of 137 years of Mesiras Nefesh, of Avodas Hashem, of the Rambam Zok, Alfi Alofen V'Ribi Rebobes, tens of thousands of Talmidim he had already. And the Rebbe Shlomo wasn't happy. So the Goan, why was it so important? So the Goan, because the most important task of life, of a Yiddish life, is to do the Rotzen Hashem. Up to now, whatever Avraham Avinu did in Avodas Hashem was chesed, being mikarev people, bringing people to give them to eat. It was all chesed. Akedo in a human vision, it was some kind of achzorius, the opposite of rachmonis, or the Eibishti gesagt. Aber bei Akedo, sagt er, bei Deil, die Fische koidem lechein, loi hoi hoi le rachmon mooi. Whatever you did in Avrid, the same was rachmonis. Shui macht nis roch im goyim chasodim. Aber hamido shel achzorius, ve lochuf es atzmoi, u lekayem mitzis aboire, to be able to become an achzor. And because the Eibish should tell them to do, he'll bring his father the korban, this he didn't do yet. So not only the Rebbein Shlom gave him a new uplift in Avodas Hashem, he changed his whole idea of Avodas Hashem. Up to now his Avodas Hashem was going with chesed, and now he had to do an act of achzorius. It is not only we have to steig continuously in life, but there's a stage in life when Abish says, let me see if you can change. You complete Avodas Hashem in the late stage of life. We have never completed. Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chet HaEgel, when it was Moshe Rabbeinu the one who took out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, he was the one who was Moshe HaToiro, he was the one who was for 40 days Bashamayim to bring the Torah. And then in Chet HaEgel, HaReinu Nu Az Kvidecho, the Rebbeinu Shlom, I want to see your covered. And David said, I'll show you the maximum, but not everything which you want, what you want. Moshe Rabbeinu, after being in such a gewaltige Madrege, Hareinino, maybe I can see something else. Maybe I can steig. Maybe I can be uplifted in a greater Madrege. Bechol yoim yir beinecho kechadoshim. We have learned yesterday, we davened yesterday, we did mitzvahs, we put tefillin yesterday. Maybe we checked our tzitzis and mezuzahs. B'chol yoyim yibenecho kechadoshim. A new start. Why? Why is it so important that Chazal say, when Yidden left Har Sinai, they came to an Nisoyin of Misoynanim of wanting to eat meat. Why is only Chazal? Because they left Sinai kikotten haboreachem beis ha-sefer. All our children are happily in school. They learn happily. But at the same time, they go home happily. So what? Kikotten haboreachem beis ha-sefer. And Klal Yisrael somehow left Sinai after Naaseh v'Nishma, after being mekabel the Torah, all the Torah, Kol Masha Talmud Vosik Os Lechadish, even the Drabonans which we make today, which Chazal have made later on, they were Mekabal. So they're mamish, gewaldig. But they thought, Ketine Kabareach, we are going home from school. That's not good enough. Even after being at Sinai, being Mekabal the Torah, the Ebeser wanted them to leave Sinai with a thirst for more Torah. We go to a shir, and we listen to a shir, and we are happy with the shir. So what? We are happy with the end of the shir. So someone asked me, Akasha, the halacha is that you make a bichas anani, you make a bracha on food, on anything you have pleasure, you sit. If you make a bichas on mitzvahs, on tzitzis on tefillin, you stand. It's not ma'akeh, but that's the katchil of the halacha. So someone asks the kasha, so the one who says the shir, idoch l'choy rabichas anenin, he's got anoy. The people who listen, the bichas amitzah. So everyone should have stood, everyone should stand. And the one who says the drosha should sit, because he is the hanor, and they do the mitzvah. So the note goes at Shem Grimroy, when he completes the shir, then they've got the hanor and he has got the mitzvah. So Karl Shem Grimroy, it's not an avla. You listen to your shir, you're happy with the shir, and you leave the shir. Aber nicht kebereichen bis das Sefer. Yesterday we completed the halacha, will continue tomorrow. We'll steig tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a new start. Kechadoshim. Continuously. Why is it? The Ramo sagt, umafli la'asois. The creation of a person is a pele. Why is it a pele? There's many mefarshim. And the Ramo tells us, the Rebbeinu Shlom combined a neshama, which comes from the Kisri HaKovet, from the highest of the highest, the purest of the purest, the holiness of the the holiest of the holiest. The neshama. So he took a neshama elyoina and combined it with a plain, simple body, a simple goof, boss of a dom. And this shidduch has got to work. It's a continuous machloikis. The neshama, once written is the guf, as long as the neshama is not mastering the complete person, the guf was something else. That's continuous mechome, the Gemara zogt. Lo'oilom yargiz odom al yitzroi hatoiv al yitzrora. We've got to find a way that continuously the neshama somehow masters the guf. And that's a real tzaddik. What is a tzaddik? The more the neshama masters the guf, the more the neshama is balabos, he is a greater tzaddik. But it is a melchome. As long as the guf is there, Ashrecho Rabbi Akiva, Shegufcho tohoire b'chol mine tahare. Rabbi Akiva became so great that his guf became a different guf. Not the neshama. We all have the neshama of Rabbi Akiva. Aber Shegufcho tohoire b'chol mine tahare. The guf became tohoire. That they on Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rav Shua Aleib Diskin, Briskrov Zem Dabov in Yerushalayim, that when he was Nifter, and the Chevra Kedisha poured water on his body, on his holy body, so I heard it from someone who heard it from someone who was there, and the people drank the water which they made the Hara of Rav Shua Aleib Diskin. And he said, Eidus, that many people, many ill people, became healthy. Harb choilin nirku, harb akoros nifkedu, from drinking the water, not from the neshama of Rav Shua Aleib, from the guf of Rav Shua Aleib. The work of a yid is to be mekadesh the guf with the koyach of the neshama. I once said to my Rebbe Reb David Soloveitchik, the Gemara of Timbroches, the Betu Amorom, I can't remember now the name. Whenever they came to a chasna, they started a song which says, Vailon de Misne. A pity that we die. It might be quite a nice song, but not mamish for a chasna. Coming to a chasna, you want to be Mesameh Chosn Mekala, the mitzvah Mesameh Chosn Mekala, and you have to take out a song, Vailon de Misne, a pity we die. But my Rebbe gesagt, also, as long as we struggle with the Yetzer Hara, we can't have proper Simcha. Because whatever we do, it's not 100%. We do a mitzvah, the neshama is happy, and the guf goes hard. Cholila v'chatz faket, the guf might be happy for a moment, but the neshama suffers. So when can you have proper Simcha? When it's a complete sholem between the neshama and the guf. The guf will only do what the neshama wants because we are created for ruchnias. So that is when we can have proper simcha. And the Gemara sagt, Rizu v'altech tov, imro b'lvaf b'al mishkafen v'doi muselo. If the Tzohore comes to you, try with kriya shema, try with toira. If nothing helps, yaskir lo yoyim hamise. reminding the day when we depart from this world, this will bring you that the Yetzer Tov should be misgabe on the Yetzer Hora. So Mezuzah Amoroyim came to a chasne. They wanted to make sure everyone should be happy. So first of all, you got to do tshuva. So you got to be the Yetzer Tov, should be Balabos on the Yetzer Hora. Yatzki lo yoyim ha-misne, vayil on the misne, he said. And when everyone came to Machshava, oh, you are right, vayil on the misne. So we got to do tshuva. The Yetzer Tov has got to be at the master, the Yetzer Hora. Oh, we can have simcha. It's shleimus. It's complete happiness, complete shalom within. Oysa shalom im roi bovi yasa shalom aleinu is not only between nations and not even between only between people and not only even between husband and wife. It is shalom within. We have thought every morning. They say that once someone said, someone woke me for shachris, woke me up for shachris. It took a few hours, but I overpowered him, I got up. It doesn't have to be a few hours, it could be a few seconds, but there's always a struggle. The Meile, the Eibishter, Gittens, Nisyoines, opportunities to be able to uplift ourselves. And Avraham Avinu, when he came to an age of 137, the Eibishter gave him a Nisyoin, though they go on a different type of Nisyoin. And his Zoyin, which changed in a way his complete Avodas Hashem. Someone says, well, my midah is chesed, and that is what I do. So the Gaon, it's not good enough. You got to do the Rotzen Hashem. And the Rotzen Hashem is, maybe today it's chesed, Avraham Avinu had to send out Yishmael, he wasn't happy about it, was against his nature, it's Avodas Hashem. Everyone knows the Vilna Gaon, in his final seconds, Bo'ilam Hazeh, he picked up his tzitzis, thought that what a wonderful world, with a few pennies, you buy tzitzis and have such a great mitzvah as tzitzis, which is mamash shoytel keneged tayag mitzvahs. The Gaon was ready to depart the world, but with a gewaltige thirst to avodas Hashem. Every minute in life is a matona. My father, sein gesund, visited the previous Satmarov when he was the age, at the age, I think he was 94, after two strokes, was very schwach. So my father went in, he bought L'chaim, and when he left, he told him, Satmarov, sein gesund, Klal Yisrael needs the Satmarov. So the Klal Yisrael needs me, I need myself. I haven't finished. 94 went through a war, and no doubt in his shitte he worked very hard. He built up a gewaltige Chassidus in America. I need myself. We never finish. We never complete. It's a continuous struggle. Asor nisyoines, noch an nisyoin, noch an aliyah, noch an aliyah. And we see it. There's the Mechab der Mozocht in Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit, which is the greatest madrege. We vision the Rebbein Shloin on whatever we do and where we go. And he continues later, Velo yevoish min hamaligim. He shouldn't be shy, he shouldn't be ashamed of people who laugh of his Avodas Hashem. Well, we are speaking about a person who is Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit, who is in a gewaltige Madrege. What, is he going to be on Shabbos because people laugh of him? Is he going to do an Avere Chas V'Sholom? What do you mean? Vole Yevish Min Hamaligim. I once thought a gewaltige Yisod. Who is the greatest Malik of a person? Who is the one who laughs, who is not machshiv, a madriga of a person? It's the person himself. One has gotten his oirerus and is mekabel a certain anhoge, naturally, beli nedo. And when he's mekabel de hanoga, he taka feels its importance for his uplift in avodas Hashem. He needs it. He does it day one, and he does it day two. Day three, who said it's so important? Maybe it's not. But he still does it. After a few days, I don't think it's important at all. I was stupid to be become such. Why do I need it? So who is the greatest Malik? Who is the one who laughs of an unhug of a person? It might be the person himself. Every uplift which a person has, it's an Isoyan, but an Isoyan to keep it. Because Cholila v'chassid might lose his chashivas. It might lose the Kabbalah he started, Matatul and Gnu Zokt. Why do we say Kol Nidre, the night of Yom Kippur? What is Kol Nidre? The Welt Zok Kol Nidre to show the power of the lashon of a person, of the wording, because we daven the whole of Yom Kippur. Zokt Azim Matatul Zangizun, what is Kol Nidre? If someone is Mekabel upon himself a neder, and then he realizes that there's a stumble block which he didn't realize whilst he was Mekabel it. So he goes to Chokham and he tells him, if I would know so and so, so and so, I wouldn't be Mekabel, and the Chokham is Matir. So HaTorah Sadorim means you're Mekabel upon himself, but there's a loophole. If there's a loophole, you can be Matir the Neder. Yom Kippur is a time when we are Mekabel upon ourselves. Don't leave any loophole. If you leave loopholes, then you can be Matir it. We are Mekabel a new Madrege. It's got to be Azir Avraham Avinu. Lech lecho ma'al tzicho mulad tzicho. He went there to Saul. He changed his complete life. He had to leave his family. He had to do Avodas Hashem b'shleimus in Eretz Saul, a new madrega, and keep to it. And the next Nisoyim was by Yirov Boretz. He came to Eretz Saul and he couldn't stay, but he had to keep to the madrega which Eretz Saul gave him. Why did the Ibisha tell him, Lech lecho ma'artzecho le'oretz asher ha'eko? So the Rashi didn't even tell him where he is going. Just go. Lech lecho ma'artzecho le'oretz asher ha'eko. I will tell you when the time comes. Why? If Avraham Avinu would have known that he's going to Eretz Yisrael, so on his mind would be the whole way, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't know he's going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going. What am I doing? Ratzon Hashem. Every step I'm doing, I don't know what. Hashem tells me to do, I'm doing it. The greatest madrig of a person is realizing we have to do the avodas Hashem. So demeforshim, that is why the Rambam did not take in account of the Asorah Nisyonis, the Kivshu Ha'esh. Egyptian age, Avraham Avinu was Moshe Nefesh himself that put him into fire and had a gewaltig Yenes. But it wasn't a Tzivu Hashem. It was the realization of Avraham Avinu in himself. It's a gewaltige Madrege, but it's not the Madrege the Ebeshte wants. Lech lecho el oretz asher ha'eko. Do what I tell you to do. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved ne'emon korosoloi. I look upon you as a devoted servant. Moshe Rabbeinu was great. But what is the first hesped of the Torah on Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayomos Moshe eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem. All the madrigas of Moshe Rabbeinu is gewaldig. But what's the middle point? Eved Hashem. We do what the Eibishter tells us to do. Every Nisoyen is another step forward, another going up a Madrege in doing the Rotzen Hashem. Well, we live in a very interesting world. I think we live in a world maybe from last week's Parsha, Parshas Noyach. We do need the Tevas Noyach. Everyone knows the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi Zokt. The Tevas Noyach was built, and it was a gewaldi Yenes that it could withstand all the rain and all the waters. Not to be salive, but this is not the greatest Nes of the Teva. the greatest ness of the Teva is there was such a Tumah in the world, and the Eibishter put in the Teva Avir HaKdusha and holy air, which saved Noach and his family from the Nisoyon HaMabul. The Tevas Noach was built with Kasha Tzivu Hashem. The Eibish didn't tell him bring someone, a mechanic, to build the Teva. It was a Teva which the Medrash says, when Noach walked in the Teva, Matoivu Oihalecho Yaakov, he said. He felt, Vani Beruim Chazdecho Ovo Yisecho, he felt the Kedusha which they able to put in the Teva. We all need Tevas. Every family needs Tevas. Every Zayde has got a gewaltige job, much more than the previous Zaydes have. The Zaydes have got a responsibility to give over the grandchildren the Kashe Tzivu Hashem. We stand in the Nisyonis. Unfortunately, there's many Nisyonis. The Gemara sagt, Poren of Menubel there, if you meet this stupid Yetzahore, Moshchei le Besamedrash, bring him into Besamedrash. Well, we cannot say that in Besamedrash everything is 100%. There might be sometimes after a shayla from Loshon Hora, sometimes a shayla of speaking b'chazos, a shatzah b'chdeo, b'kadosh b'me not allowed. Maybe a few times after machloikas in the Naliyah, it's not 100% the Besmedrash. Zog die Welt. All these nisyonis of Chas v'Sholem, Avach Loshon Hora, Avach Bitul Torah, this is our Yitzhahore. But there's a Yitzhahore which is called Pogaloch, you meet him, it's not ours. It's some kind of stupid Yitzhahore which belongs maybe to the Goyim, not to us. Pogaloch Manuvelze, if you meet Yitzhahore which is not ours, Moshcheu leBesamedrash. You just stay in Besamedrash, you won't have their Yitzhahore, we might have ours. And we got to work on our Yitzhahore. But at least we become potter of their Yitzhahore. Unfortunately, Yitzhahore of their, as stupid as they are, Pogaloch Manuvelze, it's not ours. But they are there. Moshcheu leBesamedrash. Bring yourself into Avir HaKdusha. Build yourself with Tevas Noach and remember Kashe Tzivo Hashem. Our working life, our goal in life is to become an Eved Hashem, and we are never potter. B'chol Yoim Yu Be'necho Kichadoshim. We all have our little nisyoinus. Avraham Avinu, we know Asor HaNisyoinus the Eved gave him. We also have. The Eibishe gives us all kind of tumbling blocks in order we should be able to overcome it. That the Neshama should show his power and overcome the Yitzhahore. Every Nisoyen is an opportunity. In order we should remember, Le'olom Yar is Odom Yitzhah Teval Yitzhahore. It's a continuously Aliyah. We want to steig. If we are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, someone should count further. It's a continuous Nisoyin in life. We'll use an opportunity to steig, and it's only between us and the Rebbeinu Shloilom. The Rebbeinu Shloilom gave us the Torah. He wants us to keep the Torah. He wants us to steig. B'chol yoyim yibenecha kechadoshim. Through the Nisoyin as we have, we have an opportunity to renew our aliyah, to renew our steigen, to renew our kedusha. If we see it, if we don't see it, we are mamin be'emune shleimo goymul toiv l'shoymerei mitzvoisov. The Ribster will reward us for the mitzvahs, and avada reward us for keeping above the waters, above nisyoinus. Vidaramozog v'haschar lefi hatzar. The harder it is, the greater the schar. They say that the Divrei Chaim, the Tzadok of one cried. So they asked him, why he cried, that I am a kana, a simple brocha of a yid, in the final days before Mashiach comes. Because the schuz of a simple brocha, we can't have even tvesish, ne'ilo of Yom Kippur. Every little we do, every little our children do, is gewaltig by the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Let us go through life, overcome it in the Sionis, using the opportunities to steig and become proper Avdi Hashem, as we say in Shmoneh Esra, Yismach Moshe, and Matnas Kof, Ki Eben Nemo Kerosu Loyum Et Ateli Tzudol Dein Gesund. A servant usually hasn't got a crown. A crown belongs to the king. But when it comes to Eved Hashem, Ki Eved Nemo Kerosu Loy, Kelil Tif Eres Boroishoy Nusatel Loy. The beauty of Moshe Rabbeinu, the crown of Moshe Rabbeinu was because he was an Eved Ne'emon. The more we are Avdi Hashem, the greater our crown, the more beautiful is our life. And the Eibishter will help them, should be able to get through the final, we don't know, years or days or minutes before Mashiach comes. Ikvah Mashiach is hard. But with a little work and a lot of Siyata Dishmael, so the Eibish to help him, will Zicha sein, to have a Chaim Shul Kedusha, a Guf Tohoir, a Tevas Noyach everyone, and then we should have Nachas und Gesund und a Gesunden Winter.